You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Several years ago, I went with Eric to South America for a short-term mission trip.
杨玉哲弟兄是一个非常开心的个性的一个人。Eric
is a very outgoing, happy-go-lucky person.
也许因为这样，所以特别选了他跟我一起去。
That is perhaps why I chose him to go along with me.
结果到了南美洲，到了苏里南以后。
After we arrived, we actually went to Suriname.
我发现他闷闷不乐好几天。I
found that he was, in fact, almost in a depression. He was very sad for several days.
我起先很同情他。Initially,
I sympathized.
我说我也想太太，他也想太太，这种闷闷不乐是正常的。I
thought that he was reacting the same way as I am. I missed my wife a lot, so I thought Eric was missing Linda a lot. I thought this is normal.
后来我发现他不是想念他太太。
Maybe he missed Linda, but that was not the reason.
为什么呢? 因为我后来发现杨一哲弟兄很痛苦。
I realized that he was actually quite painful.
他跑到苏里南去。
He is now in Suriname.
他见到当地的人没有办法沟通。
He realized there's no way for him to communicate with the local people.
因为在那边的人讲什么? 讲当地的话跟法国话, right?
Because the people there spoke French and the local dialect.
那么完全没有办法沟通，没有办法了解。There's
no way for us to really communicate.
结果到了礼拜堂里面讲到全是用广东话，他又不了解。And
then we realized when they went to the Chinese churches, they all used Cantonese, and he still doesn't understand.
所以他到了那里就觉得非常非常的孤独，也非常的痛苦。So
he felt very lonely, and he felt that he was at pain.
老实说，我那个时候有一点觉得替他难过。
And indeed, I felt sorry for him.
我说怎么搞的，这边一点点语言的拦阻就把你难到这样子，天天是双眉深锁呢？
How is it that this language barrier have locked your brows?
弟兄姊妹，神是公平。
But God is just.
那个时候我不满意他。
At that time, I was not totally satisfied with his performance.
上个礼拜我到了巴西，我发现我很不满意我自己。
But last week, when I was in Brazil, I was very unhappy with myself.
我没有办法跟当地的巴西人通话。I
cannot talk to the local Brazilians.
我问他, speak English? 他说, no English.
懂不懂英文? 他说不懂。
然后我就以为用大声一点可以把我的意思告诉他。And
then I thought if I spoke louder, maybe I can communicate my feelings.
弟兄姊妹, 大声小声都没有用，你如果语言不通，还是没有办法沟通。
It's not a question of how loudly you speak, but the language.
这个不能对话是个很大的痛苦。
So we cannot speak the language, that is indeed very painful.
宣教士，这是一个很大的挑战。
This is indeed one of the greatest challenges facing the missionaries.
带着满腔的爱去关心当地的人。
They come with a whole heart filled with love for the local people.
但是我们到那里除了笑还是只会笑。我们只能够笑，用笑，用这个国际的语言来表达我们对他的关心。The
only thing that we know when we first enter a foreign country perhaps is just to smile as an international communication sign.
我真是到巴西见到一些人，神好像把他们放在我的身边，但是我实在没有办法告诉他 God loves you, 神爱你。
I felt that several times God brought people next to me so that I could share with them, but there was just no way for me to tell them that God loves them.
很痛苦。
Indeed, it was very, felt very bad.
但是弟兄姊妹，语言通，语义不通，这也是一个很痛苦的事情。But
let me go one step further. Even if we can speak the language, but we're not using the right words, that is also very difficult for communication.
人与人之间为什么会辩论? 人与人之间为什么会闹意见?
Very often, arguments arise because of misunderstanding.
因为彼此之间也许用同样的字、用同样的话、用明白的语言, 但是定义不一样, 带出一个很大很大的一个搅扰出来。
They may be actually speaking the same language using the same words, but they have different definitions for the words.
弟兄姊妹，我越准备这篇信息，我越觉得这件事情的严重性。
And the more I prepare on this topic, the more serious I realize is the charge before us.
我们今天跟非基督徒没有话好讲。
Because there's no words for us to speak to the non-Christians.
我们有同样的语言。
We may speak the same language.
但是我们不能够达意，不能够把我们所要讲的告诉他。
But we cannot really truly communicate what we're trying to say.
昨天晚上我有机会跟一群非基督徒在一起。
Last night, I had an opportunity to be with a group of non-Christians.
对一个牧师来讲，这种的经验不是太多。
For a pastor, this experience is not very common.
对一个基督徒，对一个传道人来讲，跟非基督徒的机会接触不是太多，不是正常的事情。
Of course, this is not normal for a Christian or even a preacher not to have a lot of opportunities to meet with non-Christians.
因为不知不觉，我们就把基督徒在我们的四周围了一些圈圈。
Because then it's a sign that we have built our little circles of Christian friends.
昨天我从那个聚会回来以后,
when I returned from that meeting,
我在路上开车回家的时候,
when I was driving along the road,
我很诚恳地向神献上这样的祷告。
I pray to God earnestly.
我说主啊，我需要跟你有好的关系。
Lord, I need to have a good relation with you.
但是我不可以跟不信的世界没有来往。
But I cannot enclose myself away from this non-believing world.
今天基督徒太把自己局限在礼拜堂四个墙壁的里面。
So often it's so easy for us just to surround ourselves with the four walls of the church.
我觉得昨天晚上我跟他们有许多的交谈，但是有很多心里面要讲的话，总是觉得没有办法沟通出去。I
realized that I spent a lot of time talking to these people, but there was a tremendous barrier to communicating what I really felt to them.
因信称义是那么重要的一个真理。
Justification by faith is such an important truth.
因信称义的了解和经历决定我们在神面前的地位。
The understanding and experience of justification by faith, in fact, determines our position with God.
弟兄姊妹，因着因信称义的了解和体验，让我们有今天这样的一个教会。
It's only through the understanding and experience of justification by faith that this church, in fact, is established.
但是称义却不是我们今天中国人常用惯用的词汇。
But justification is not a word that the Chinese use and understand readily.
那么重要，但是呢，我们却常常无法，常常词不达意。
Very often this is such a central truth, but the words we use to try to explain it just doesn't do its justice.
弟兄姊妹，我们注意一件事情，比如说因信称义。 我们看见因信称义最初的时候，这个观念是从上帝那里来的。
We have to first understand that the concept of justification by faith first comes from God.
在公元前600年，600BC的时候，上帝第一次把因信称义的道理向哈巴谷启示。
Almost 2600 years ago, in 600 BC, God first communicated this thought to the prophet Habakkuk.
然后600年之后，保罗从哈巴谷那里得到这一个因信称义的思想。And
600 years later, when Paul probably was reading Habakkuk, he realized the importance of this.
建立了他的救恩论。And
built out his theology of salvation.
建立他那个人与神之间那个关系的一个基础。
And this was the foundation for him to build a relation between man and God.
在罗马书1章17节讲到因信称义。
So he mentioned this in chapter 1, verse 17.
加拉太书3章11节又提到义人必因信得生。
And then in Galatians chapter 3, he also mentioned the righteous will live by faith.
在希伯来书11章38节，如果希伯来书是保罗所写的，他第三次提到义人必因信得生的这个道理。
Many feels that Paul probably wrote the epistle of Hebrews, and in Hebrews chapter 11, also the righteous will live by faith is a recurring theme.
再经过1500年之后,
after Paul, almost 1500 years later,
Martin Luther 又看到这句话成为他生命扭转的一个重点。
Martin Luther saw this verse and it became a turning point in his life.
有人说罗马书一章十七节是马丁路德天堂的门。
Some have described this verse, verse 17, as the door to heaven for Martin Luther.
马丁路德1512年他蒙恩得救，应作这句话，今天经过了500年，将近500年，今天又临到我们的面前。
Martin Luther realized the truth of this in 1512, and now it has passed on to us almost 500 years later.
我最近看到《校园杂志》一篇文章。
Recently, I saw this article in the campus magazine.
那个题目很吸引我，因为那个题目就是我最近常常讲到的题目——因信称义。
The topic interested me because it deals with justification by faith.
那个题目叫什么？他说因信称义的现代意义。
Title of the article is application of justification by faith to today's mind.
或者今天这一个老的信仰，有将近2600年前就有的信仰，对我们、对你、对我的意义是什么？
Or we can say the title actually says, justification by faith for today.
我如果要问今天有多少人看过一个电影，我相信在很多人的举手 ，Jurassic Park.
How many of you have seen the movie Jurassic Park?
我看很多电影是我的儿子叫我去看。
Very often I went to see movies because of recommendation by my son.
我的儿子说，你这个牧师应该看这电影，你看这电影才知道思潮是怎么来的。
My son's reasoning was you have to go see these movies to understand the trend of thought today.
So this Jurassic Park 还没有出来，他就告诉我爸爸，你要去看这个电影。
So even before the movie was released, he already told me, Dad, you have to see this movie.
我去看这电影，可能是因为他给我的那个期望太高，所以失望也很大。
Perhaps he raised my expectations too high because I was very disappointed.
不过倒是使我想到一个问题。
But then,asked me to think of a problem, a question.
因为我觉得那个因信称义有一点像神学上面的恐龙。
Brought to my mind that justification by faith perhaps is like a dinosaur to most of us.
在历史里面曾经显赫过一时。
Yes, it appeared in history once.
但是从实用的意义来讲已经绝种了。
But perhaps as far as its application for today, it's already extinct.
我不知道大家能不能了解我的意思。
I don't know whether you fully understand my feelings.
当我去看到这一个绝了种的这个恐龙再一次用科幻小说拍成电影，告诉我们它又重新复活了。
When I see these dinosaurs who are extinct, brought back to life through science fiction and cinematography,
所以就使我想到今天。在教会，在许多神学的基本的信仰里面，我们也需要像 Jurassic Park 这样的一个电影，让我们把一些旧的真理再一次在我们今天人的身上找到它的意义。
I realize that for many of us, perhaps we need a similar venue to reach for these old truths and make them alive for us.
所以十七节说，神的义在这福音上显现出来。
And when Paul says that the righteousness of God is revealed through this,
什么叫神的义？
What is the righteousness of God?
神的义是什么？
What is it?
这个义这个字，我们在中文也不太明白，不太清楚。
Also, the Chinese word for righteousness does not communicate the full meaning to most of us.
我去查旧约，我去把这个义字把它找出来，义有几个意思。
So when I looked into the Old Testament, I find that there are several ways of understanding the word righteousness.
义在旧约里面有两个字是解释这个义的，一个是正 ，right， 一个是直 ，straight， 这两个字。
There are two concepts in the Old Testament that refers to the word that we use righteousness, and that is first right, the correct way, and the other is the straight.
就是换句话说，当我们讲到神是那位义者的时候，就是讲到他是那位正的，是那位直的一个代表。
So when we say that God is righteous, from Old Testament theology, we can say it means that God is right and God is straight.
我们说挪亚是义人。
When we say that Noah was a righteous person,
他是一个正直的人,
because he was a man who was doing the right thing,
那么旧约是一个很客观的一个标准,
the Old Testament used a very objective yardstick.
那么在新约他用的一个字比较特别,
but when we come to the New Testament, we find that they're using a different type of word.
在希腊文用 用这个didaya,sune这个字呢,就是提到一个法律上,在法院里面用的一个词。In
the New Testament, when they use the Greek word for righteousness, it's actually a legal term used in courts.
是指说一个正面的一种判断,一个正面的一种宣告。It
refers to a positive pronouncement from the court.
什么叫做异议呢? 就是一个法官宣判这个人,他是没有罪的。 宣判这个人与律法与法律没有抵触。
In other words, the word Greek word used for righteousness refers to the pronouncement of the judge proclaiming that this person did not do anything wrong in the eyes of the law.
所以在新约圣经里面提到义的时候, 就是说上帝宣告我们这些人没有罪。
So in the New Testament theology, we see that when it is when God proclaims that we are without sin, that means righteousness.
我们明明是罪人, 为什么这一位公义的神却称我们为无罪呢?
We are in fact sinners, then how come this righteous God can proclaim that we are without sin?
所以在第一章十六节说, 这福音本是神的大能, 要救一切相信, 这个救字就有意义了。
That is why in verse 16, Paul says, it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
而且也是我们想到十四节，保罗说我是欠你们的债，我们就想到罗马书三章二十三节，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀的意义。And
in verse 14, when we see that Paul says, I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, we then refer to chapter 3, and we realize that this has a meaning when Paul says, all men have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
现在 NIV 把它翻成 obligated.
The word used in verse 14 in the New International Version is obligated.
我这是到巴西学了一个葡萄牙文.
But in Brazil, I learned one word, one Portuguese word.
就是谢谢.
The word used as thank you.
这个谢谢葡萄牙文怎么说呢? Obrigado. 就是 obligation 这个字把它带出来.
The Portuguese word for thank you is obrigar, and it comes from the word obligated.
所以我一去问他们,我说谢谢怎么讲,说 obrigado, 我说这个 obrigado 怎么记呢? 我第一个想到的就是 obligation这个字。
So when I try to remember, after they taught me that thank you in Portuguese, obrigado, I remember the word obligation.
所以当一个人在用葡萄牙文说我谢谢你的时候, 他有这种, 我欠你很多,我现在要还你, 那么我有这个机会还这个债, 我要表示我的谢意。
So in the Portuguese way of saying thank you, what they're really saying is thank you very much. I'm obligated to you, I'm in debt to you, and I need to repay that.
我们从旧约,我们从新约,看见这个义,它的字的意义是什么?
So if we study the Old Testament and the New Testament, then we come to a more complete picture of the meaning of righteousness.
我相信有人听过,或让我再讲一遍。
Maybe some of you have heard this before, but allow me to repeat this.
有人说我们非常相信在中国人仓颉造字的时候,上帝已经给他一些聪明和智慧。
Some have commented that even when the Chinese was first developing the written language, God has revealed some of his nature to the Chinese.
因为这个意思很有意思。
Because the Chinese word for righteousness is very meaningful.
我相信这个字在全世界其他的语言没有办法像那么明显让我们看到属灵的真理。
No other word of any language can truly communicate as close to the truth as the Chinese pictogram for the word righteousness.
你知道很多语言都有不同的这个猜字的游戏。
You know, there are many games one can play with making a word.
他们说什么叫joy, 你知道吗? J-O-Y, 喜乐。
For example, the English word joy, some have said, well, what does joy consist of? J-O-Y.
Joy就是Jesus, others, and what? Yourself, 就叫joy. 你先有主, 然后想到别人, 然后最后想到自己就有喜乐, 这是英文的猜字。
So in the English way of playing this game, joy means putting Jesus first, others before yourself.
但是当我们讲到义的时候, 不是那么简单。
But when we talk about righteousness, this word does not lend itself to this type of wordplay.
我们看见上面有一个羊，下面一个我字。
But when we look at the Chinese pictogram for righteousness, it signifies a picture of a lamb and myself under the lamb.
我一点不觉得这是一个偶然的事情。
I do not think this just comes just by circumstance.
有人说中文的船字 boat 这个船字也有它特别的意义。
Others have pointed to the Chinese word for boat and say that has also a special revelation from God.
这边是个舟，这边是个八，下面是个口字。
For example, the Chinese word for boat can be broken up into a vessel with eight people on it.
我们知道方舟里面就是八口人在里面。
And when we look at Noah's ark, we realize there's eight people in that ark.
这听起来还是有一点勉强。
Perhaps you say that's circumstantial.
但是当我们讲到义这个字的时候，我们看见羊在我的头上，这是有它特别特别真理的意义在里面。
But what was the original Chinese thinking when they put a lamb over myself and say that is the meaning of righteousness?
中文什么叫义呢？
So what does that mean?
一个人在神面前的地位就叫义。
Righteousness refers to one's position before God.
一个人要在神的面前有个正确的关系，正确的地位，要有羔羊在上帝和人的中间。
For a person to have a right relation with God, to be righteous, we need the lamb in between.
弟兄姊妹，这就是义。
This is the meaning of righteousness.
我们从中文可以了解什么叫做称义。
So actually, from the Chinese word righteousness, we can understand its concept.
所以保罗这里说，神的义在这福音上显明出来的意思，我们现在了解。
So now we understand what Paul meant when he says, in the gospel, the righteousness from God is revealed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们一而再、再而三思想这个今年的主题的时候。
Let us continue as we think about this year's theme.
让我们真是再一次想到跟你我之间的关联是什么。
We need to think about what is this for myself.
你在神面前是一个称义的人吗？
Am I a righteous person before God?
你在神的面前有羊羔在神和你之间吗？
Is the Lamb of God between you and God?
求主帮助我们，让我们很认真、很严肃地来思想这个问题。
May God help us so that we can face this challenge seriously.
然后让我们向主很诚恳地说，主啊 ，Obrigado， 谢谢主。
And then we can turn to God and say, Obrigado, thank you, God.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God.You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.